What's going on, yeah? My name is Brian Sanchez. Come and join me on a walk this afternoon. It is my lunch break here. It is July 23rd, Tuesday. And, you know, we're a couple weeks away from the D23 Ultimate Fan Experience, as it is now called. And, you know, every year or two when they do these, you know, big events, this is the time when Disney fans start to make their predictions and requests of what they want to hear announced at D23. And there's always like this like added level of excitement the weeks leading up to D23, because we're hoping that all of our Disney parks dreams will come true and all our wishes will finally be granted for things that we've been wanting for so long, or desperate for any little bits of information about what's happening with something, a construction site that we haven't had confirmed, or things like that, which is, you know, this is the fun part about being a fan. And, you know, there's discord online of, you know, the quote unquote spirit of Epcot is ruined, or the direction of what things are going. And it's just, it's a great moment to just stop for a second and just remember that, like, the thing that we love about these places, the theme parks, not just Disney, but Universal and smaller regional theme parks. And so I love to hear other people's predictions, hopes, guesses, and dreams about what's going to be coming to these places. Because we all love them. At the end of the day, we're all fans, and we just love these places and the stories that they tell and the times that we get to share with loved ones, friends, and honestly, complete strangers that bring us into these places. And so D23 is always like a really fun time. But there's always the game to play, like I said, of trying to guess what we're going to get. And so today I just want to talk a little bit about what I'm hoping, my thoughts, and predictions about what we're going to get at D23. Last time out when we had, you know, the Disney Parks panel is kind of like the big panel of the whole event. You know, they talk about music, they talk about movies, they talk about other things that are happening with the company, hotels and DVC and things like that. But I really do think that, like, majority of the people that are going for the parks panels, for the parks announcements. And, you know, last time around, we got a ton of blue sky, literally blue sky conversation about, you know, spinning ideas as to what we could be getting in some areas around Walt Disney World and in Disneyland. This Beyond Big Thunder idea, which sounds cool. I mean, look, like, there's a whole world of possibilities, literally, that they could bring to that expansion area in the Magic Kingdom that I would love to see. I think with the addition, retheming of, you know, Splash Mountain into Tiana's Bayou Adventure, a revamped Country Bear Jamboree, that whole area in Frontierland has definitely got a whole lot of new life. But, you know, the vibe is a little different now. It's not so much Western town. There's definitely Bayou, Louisiana vibes in half of that area in Magic Kingdom in Orlando. And so I would love to see them take that Beyond Big Thunder idea in that area behind Big Thunder Mountain in the expansion area back there, double down on the Western town kind of vibe. And I would love to see them do a Coco attraction and an area that is themed more to the American Southwest. North America is a vast area with tons and tons of stories and iconography that could be expanded upon. You've got, you know, Big Thunder Mountain, which looks like the kind of, you know, stone rock formations that are in the American West and the deserts of Arizona and Utah and Nevada So like lean into that, and honestly, I would love to see them do it more into like south of the US border into Mexico, and bring a Santa Cecilia style town. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically Santa Cecilia, which of course, if you don't know, is the town from Coco. It doesn't necessarily have to be that town specifically, but lean into that, and we could have our Coco attraction, kind of be in there. I'd love to see a Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway style dark ride that takes us into Santa Cecilia, the town, the story of Coco, and of course the land of the dead, and celebrations of like Día de los Muertos and that kind of stuff. That would be a really awesome fit and way of keeping the theming and the sort of traditional area of what that frontier land looked like, and just kind of breathe some new life into it. So you have sort of a miniature New Orleans Square, Louisiana Bayou kind of like transition between Adventureland into that area into, we'll call it New Frontier Land, before you get around the Rivers of America over towards the Haunted Mansion and into Liberty Square, which would be the northeastern part of the United States set in the colonial times. So I would love to see that, but again, who knows if we'll get some actual confirmation. I know a lot of people would love for there to be a villains area back there, which could also be really cool. I'd love to see them. I know there's in the fan community been a ton of people that wanted a villains park, an entire theme park dedicated to the villains, and as much as I would love to see that, I think it would be really cool. I think you'd have a hard time selling an entire theme park based on the villains. That's a large endeavor, and to build something on that scale based on the villains, I think would be a difficult sell, in my opinion. So I think you'd probably have a better chance of doing a specific land in a larger theme park as opposed to the entire park being villains themed. But I think we're gonna get some more information about Beyond Big Thunder, regardless whether it's villains themed, whether it's Coco and the American West, or something entirely different that becomes more of a clone of something else we've seen somewhere else, Zootopia or Fantasy Springs. It'd be kind of cool to bring some of those Fantasy Springs attractions, but again, that's more Fantasyland. Of course, in Animal Kingdom, we've got closures coming for dinosaur, rumored changes being made to that whole Dinoland USA area, which I will be sad to see if it goes entirely by the wayside, because I do love dinosaurs. I do love that there's a representation of dinosaurs in there. They are animals that did also walk this planet and captured the imaginations of millions, myself included, as a child. I was obsessed. I mean, come on, I love the Power Rangers too, so like it was a no-brainer. And pretty clear that I was gonna end up loving dinosaurs growing up in the early 90s. But I think Central and South America have been traditionally underrepresented in Animal Kingdom. And so the rumors of it being a tropical Americas sort of area representing South America, the Caribbean, Central America, that kind of thing, I think could be really, really awesome. There's a lot of animals and cultures that could be represented there. And so, the big rumor is that Indiana Jones will replace dinosaur in the future there. And yes, the ride system is the same, and there's also been plenty said about how it's literally the same track. I don't know if it's exactly the same track, but I'm fairly certain it's pretty close. And so I'm okay with that. I think if you understand logistically, it makes the most sense, it's easiest, it's probably a little cheaper than to design an entire ride system from scratch, from the ground up. So if you can overlay, an already existing attraction onto something like that, I mean, it's a no-brainer, but I would hope that they would change the story up a little bit. The version of the attraction in Disneyland, Adventureland, seems to take place in a temple and with sort of mythology around, takes place in like India, somewhere around there. And so, you know, if we're going to do this in the tropical Americas, I would hope that it would lean more towards the design stylings and pull some cultural references of Central and South America, the Aztecs, the Incas, the Mayas, stuff like that, to make the attraction fit in a little better. And of course, pull from some mythology from the area, from the region. I would love to see that. I mean, I don't know of any specific stories that I would pull off the top of my head right now, but I mean, you want to talk about a culture that's rich in history and stories, man, Central and South America, beautiful, beautiful imagery and incredible stories to pull from. So please just give us a slightly different story for that. And then of course, there's also a rumor there that we could get like an Encanto attraction. Maybe that's a bit ambitious, but I do think the tie-ins of Central America, Colombia, into that and the popularity of that film and the music and the food and the culture of that area, I think it's a no-brainer. And I know a lot of people say it has nothing to do with animals, but maybe that film specifically doesn't have a lot to do with animals, but their relationship with the valley that they live in, the Madrigal family. And of course, there is a character whose gift is to talk to animals. Sorry about the noise there. I'm moving the couch here in the dog park because my dog threw his ball under the little couch under the gazebo here. But yeah, you have a character that speaks to animals. So like, there's your end right there. Like the relationship that they have with the gift, the magic of being one with that valley and nature and the land, you know, is the miracle, is the gift. They live in harmony with nature. All of their powers, abilities, gifts, whatever you want to call them, kind of seem to be dealing with like elements of nature and life and stuff like that. So I think it would fit perfectly within the ethos of Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios, in all honesty, I don't think you're going to get any kind of like huge announcements for Animal Kingdom. I think you might get, Hollywood Studios. I think we might get some more information. I know there was supposed to be a Little Mermaid show coming back to Hollywood Studios, which I'm all for. Anything that brings more live entertainment to the parks, I'm 100% in support of that. We always want to see actors and musicians get into tell stories and perform. It's what brings these parks to life. So more live entertainment would be fantastic. But I honestly don't think you're going to see a big attraction announced for Hollywood Studios. Maybe some more characters and things moving around in Galaxy's Edge would be a lot of fun and welcomed additions. But I think it's going to be the park that gets left out. Because I do hope that we're going to get one more announcement for Epcot. And I know Epcot just went through this entire revamp that took multiple years and a lot of things got left on the cutting board, on the cutting room floor. That's the analogy I'm looking for. Things like the Mary Poppins attraction that was announced at D23 like this to come to the UK Pavilion, a revamped version of Spaceship Earth that, again, I hope we get one day, but have a feeling that's probably not in the cards much anymore. But the one thing that I am hopeful that we'll get an announcement for is a little purple dragon, two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow. My man Figment. I say it every year. Figment needs a new attraction. Figment needs an update big time. And I truly think that this might be the year that we get an announcement about an update for Figment. I think it's long overdue. And they are in the process currently of redoing the DVC lounge or the Yeah, the DVC Lounge that was upstairs in the Imagination Pavilion where the old Image Works was and the Rainbow Tunnel and all of that. If you grew up in the, you know, in the 80s and early 90s like I did, you remember that area very, very well. And you know, they redid a meet and greet for Figment in that area, like a year ago, it feels like, maybe less, but and everyone was super excited. Figment merch sells like crazy. Popcorn buckets sell like crazy. They even did a popcorn bucket of the Imagination Pavilion that lights up, and people went nuts for it. We're not popcorn bucket people because we live in a tiny apartment with zero shelf space, and so I don't buy popcorn buckets. But trust, if I had space for it on my shelves, I would buy popcorn buckets, especially that one. And so I think Disney is finally, I think, coming around, listening to the guests and the opinions of fans. And I think we're going to get an update. Look, I don't expect a massive, crazy overhaul that's like going to turn Figment into like an e-ticket that's going to bring people from all around the world just to see Figment. But I think you're going to see him get some love. And a new version of the attraction that would probably be something similar to the old version of the attraction. I know there's been plenty of rumors of people saying that maybe Figment goes bye-bye and is replaced in the Imagination Pavilion with something that is Inside Out themed. And with the recent success of Inside Out 2, which if you haven't seen, make sure you check that out, but bring your tissues, because it is heavy in the best way possible. It's a beautiful film, and I would not be totally mad if they went that route, because I mean it is incredible property, and there's potential there for integration of properties and stories, and that's ultimately what this whole thing is about if you look at it from a business standpoint. But I think Figment is also very well beloved, and I think we're finally going to get a Figment attraction. I've been beating this drum for a long time, and a lot of us have. So much so to the point that over the past few years, several times, I tried to launch a thing that I was calling the Imagination Virtual Sit-In, which was posting every single day until Disney announced an update to the attraction, the Imagination Pavilion at Epcot. That's how I used to phrase it. And, you know, like, life happens and things kind of come and go, and I kind of fell off the wagon a few times of that, and so I don't want to start that up again a couple weeks just before D23, but I've been thinking about it that, like, man, I wish I would have kept it up, because I don't know, something tells me that this is the year, and if I would have kept that up going on a daily basis, it would have been the last few years of posting every single day. I would have been very, very proud of myself, but the spirit of that has never left, and so I just want to, you know, put that on record and say that I've been looking for that for years. Honestly, I think those are going to be the major announcements when it comes to D23 in the parks. We'll get some cruise line stuff, probably some more information about the Treasure, which is the new ship. I believe it launches next year in 2025. Melissa and I were already thinking about maybe trying to book something for 2026. We have a Disney cruise coming up in a few months to finally get on the Wish a year or so after it launched, and opinions have been shared about that for a very long time. We're finally going to get the chance to get on the Wish. It looks incredible. It looks beautiful. Hyperspace Lounge is awesome and all that. And of course, the new ships that are coming, the ships that I think are slated for Asia. Forget what they're, if they've announced specific names for them, but they're the new ships that were being built for another company, and then they ended up pulling the plug. And so Disney was like, hey, we'll take those ships if you're offering them. So they're going to be refitted as Disney ships, but I believe those are set for Asia, at least to start. So I think we're going to get some more information about that. But all in all, I mean, look, D23 is the most exciting time of being a Disney fan when it comes to like announcements and stuff. This is when they save up all the information and the ammo, as it were. And I'm not in the school of people that thinks that they need to do something desperately because they're losing market share to Universal. Universal is definitely stepping their game up. Universal is definitely improving and becoming a bigger factor, a bigger thorn in Disney's side. But Disney, I think, still has the upper hand there and will for a very long time. As great as Epic Universe looks, I don't think Disney needs to announce a 58 to keep pace. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they could logistically upkeep everything that they have to keep up with now and staff a fifth gate at this point. I think they'd be spreading themselves way too thin. So I think they're going to double down on the parks that they already have, expansions, offerings, and kind of go from there, which is great because that means that the parks they already have, attractions, areas that need some love, will hopefully get some love. So, well, that's going to do it, y'all. I'm heading back to the apartment now. The puppy has been walked. Lunchtime is coming to an end. And it is starting to rain. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it is starting to sprinkle. And I'm probably going to get rained on before I get back to the apartment. So I'm going to end this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see y'all around. And as always, Kalaloosh.